Mix 97, Dr. Julie Galthorpe joining the conversation this morning, and Julie would like to talk about when's it time to get involved when you see something going on that you know is not right. This past week at a concert in Kingston, Gloria Sons, I heard lots of talk about it, Julie. Apparently, a young lad goes to the washroom at the end of the concert, and then he's attacked by unknown assailants. The victim's girlfriend said to press in Kingston that he has a broken hand, some broken bones in his face, mostly in the cheek, and the back of his head was pretty well gashed open, and he needed about 16 stitches in the back of the head. So this is happening at the end. Obviously, nobody stepped up and intervened, and that's where we are this morning with the conversation. When's it time to, you know, intervene and not just sit there and watch what's going on? Take it away, Julie.
Well, the person's girlfriend had said, you know, she was frustrated because the bathroom was apparently packed at this time and no one intervened. And apparently it was an unprovoked assault that he had just gone into the washroom. So we're talking about this today because it's beyond sad to think that people would just walk by when someone is bleeding and hurt. And, you know, the question is to listeners, would you stop if a stranger was being attacked or was already injured? And everyone's initial response is, of course I would. But research shows us that it's more complicated than just good people intervene and bad people don't.
So what gets in the way of people stepping in? Like, is it that they're afraid, they don't want to get involved, lawsuits, all of that stuff? Like, why are people saying no?
Well, I think you just hit all those points, Sean. But that's the question that has been asked forever, is why don't people step in? There's been commercials about it. There was some more recently about prompting people to intervene in episodes of sexual harassment or potential sexual assault. Then during the pandemic, there were incidents caught on video in Canada and the United States where people failed to intervene in episodes against Asian peoples in cities including New York and Vancouver. You know, so here in Belleville, which is a smaller city, we might say, well, that's what happens in big cities. But that, however, has proven to be untrue. It's not actually about the size of the city. Study of the bystander effect dates back to 1964, and as a journalist, Sean, you might remember this because the press really got involved in this situation, and it was the murder of Kitty Genovese. She was a bar manager, and she was stabbed to death outside of her Queens, New York building while dozens of neighbors, and they don't have the exact number, but, you know, it was, you know, many, many people ignored the cries. So following this incident, social psychologists began studying what's called the bystander effect. And what this is really, it's like this diffusion of responsibility that can lead to inaction amongst strangers who witness a crime. And the earlier studies, they found that the more people who were around, the less likely people were to intervene. And they also determined from those early studies that people unconsciously took their cues from those around them, and they were less likely to intervene when others didn't. And so it's not really about that indifference or not caring. They found it's more about social inhibition or like that self-consciousness that comes into play that was causing people not to act. So that was concerning. But then more recent research in 2019 found that actually when more people are around, the more likely that there will be an intervention. And this comes down to that likelihood that, you know, I look at like, well, hopefully someone in the crowd says this is not okay, and they take action. With each bystander being present, they say it's about a 10% increase per person that someone's going to intervene. Obviously not the case at this concert, but that's what research is telling us.
Yeah, if you'd like to join the conversation this morning, 613-962-9700. Maybe you're at that Gloria Sons concert, and because I know quite a few people from this area, according to their social media platforms, many were there last week for that concert with Gloria Sons. I can recall, I think I've shared this story before, I was out with the kids, and I was in the vehicle, and I was leaving a store, and there was a gentleman, elderly gentleman, trying to get a parking spot close to the drugstore where we were at. And then there was four young lads came on the scene with their vehicle, and they felt that the older guy had taken their parking spot. And this guy just wanted to get closer to the store, less to walk. And He was probably in his 80s. And I remember the four lads really giving him a hard time, mouthing off to him, saying that you took our parking spot, lack of respect for anybody. But it started to escalate. And I was sitting there, and others were watching this in their vehicles, I'm sure. But then the four young lads took off. They left the drugstore parking lot. But I was kind of leery to get involved because I didn't know if they were packing a piece or any. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get involved. You hear these stories all the time, Julie, in the news, that somebody gets shot that was just trying to be a good Samaritan.
Well, and that's actually the top reason people don't get involved, is because of fear. So it is true. Intervening does come with risk. Trying to break up a brawl, for example, can leave you injured. In U.S. and now even in Canada, there is that fear that someone will have a gun or even a knife on another level. And then there's that whole liability piece that people get worried about. I know professionals get worried about that when there's like fights between, say, students. People are like, should I intervene or should I not? Because ultimately, if someone gets injured, everyone who was present is kind of looked at as causing that injury. And I'm not speaking from a legal perspective necessarily, but in terms of just people feeling like, what's going to happen if I'm part of the situation and I either get injured or this goes to the next level. So there's a fear piece that goes along with this as well.
All right, back with Dr. Julie Galthorpe in moments.